I'd like to call the May meeting of the Marine Resources to order and welcome all of you here. You will be given an opportunity to address the commission for whatever issue you're here for. I'd like to now ask Mr. Garrison to give the invocation, and then Mr. Josephson will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
May we pray. Lord, give us hearts never to forget your love, for your love is eternal life and everlasting rest. For this is life eternal, to know you in your infinite goodness. So let his flame never be quenched in our hearts, let it grow and brighten, till our whole souls are glowing and shining with his light and warmth. O Lord, be our joy and hope, our strength and life, our shield and shepherd, our portion forever. We are happy if we continue in the love with which you have loved us. Thank you for seeing Cheryl McCluskey through her surgical problems. May she recover quickly. We can always count on you. Amen.
Amen. Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to swear in now those members of the staff in Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may or will be testifying today. You swear the testimonies you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God.
Oh, yeah. This is on the left hand.
We do have a quorum. We have two members that are delayed. They'll be here in about a half an hour. And one, Mr. Chick, will not be here today. You have the agenda in front of you. Is there any changes or additions? Mr. Grab, I understand that we've had a request that Harborview Limited Partnership be carried over to next month. Is there anyone here that came for that item, Harborview Limited Partnership? Good. So we'll have that. That will be taken up in June. Bob, you have another
one? I understood you said that was July. Is it June?
Pardon?
The email I got indicated that you had said it was July, not June. Was that supposed to be June?
I think they wanted it June. Yeah, I must have. That might have been a typographical on my part, but I'm pretty sure they said June, but we can check with them. 30 days is all they needed, I think.
Baymark, item 9, has requested that that be deferred until the June meeting.
All right, Baymark, item 9. Any other changes, Bob, in your division?
No,
Mr. O'Reilly, anything in fisheries?
No change.
Okay. All right, anyone from the commission have any changes? All right, what's the pleasure on the agenda?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Move for approval of the agenda as presented with the modifications that item 6 and item 9 would be continued to the June meeting.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. You have the minutes of the previous meeting and have had them in your possession. Have you had a chance to review them? If so, what's the pleasure?
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Fox.
I note on page 30 here that the motion that was approved denied site 2 and approved 3, 4, and 5 and seasonal restrictions on site 1. And that's the way exactly the way I remember it from the last meeting. However, the Internet report of the meeting seemed to indicate that site 2 was approved. And but the way the minutes are stated here is the way I remember it from the meeting, and I think Mr. Robbins is
okay.
He would know what motion he made.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. I believe the record, the minutes here do accurately reflect the motion that, as it was made.
Okay.
And I would move for approval as presented.
I got one comment.
Comment. Well, let me get a second.
Go ahead.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. All right, Counselor.
Just on page 28, the Richmond attorney from Troutman Sanders, the Troutman is misspelled Treatment, last paragraph on page 28.
Okay. All right. With that correction, what's be ready to vote? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried.
I like for the record to show I was not was absent last meeting, so I'm not voting.
All right, the record, Mr. McCluskey abstained from the voting on the minutes. All right, Mr. Grab, page two items, those projects over 50,000 with no objection from staff and recommendation for approval.
Good morning, Mr. Pruitt, members of the commission. We have 14 page two items for your consideration this morning. These are those items, as you've indicated, which are in excess of $50,000, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, just trying to summarize them, 2A, Westfield's Business Owners Association, requesting authorization to impact almost 20 linear feet of Flatlick Creek, a branch, a tributary Cub Run in Fairfax. This is in conjunction with the construction of a bridge expansion over Cub Run. There will be a 10 by 14 foot culvert placed in Flatlick Branch. In this case, we are recommending a royalty, $1,034.50 for the encroachment at $1 per square foot. 2B, Dan Hoffler is requesting authorization to temporarily install a 175 foot by 5 foot pier at his Point Farm along Chesapeake Cherrystone Creek in Northampton. This is temporary pier. It will be completely removed no later than August 31st. VIMS is requesting authorization to construct a 1.3 million gallon per day raw water intake in conjunction with their seawater research laboratory that's under construction, which will consist of 2 8-inch diameter pipes that will extend 280 feet channelward to mean high water, 2 precast caissons under the pier to house the intake pumps, 13-foot, 3-inch by 20-foot, 3-inch pump house on the pier head, and as well as a single 18-inch diameter outfall extending 240 feet channelward to mean high water with a 10-foot gabion at the end of the outfall pipe. 2D, Transcontinental Gas Pipelines, requesting authorization to conduct routine maintenance and inspection of a line that will crosses 22 jurisdictional streams between the James River in Fluvanna County to station number 185 in Prince William County. Depending upon the size of the stream and the nature of the repair, if they find an anomaly, it will require temporary dams, coffer dams, flume pipes possibly to be installed. We are recommending standard in-stream construction conditions apply, as well as the time of year restriction and or any mussel survey that may be recommended by DGIF upon the observation of an anomaly that needs to be repaired. In this case, we are also recommending approval pending the expiration of public comment on May 26th. 2E, the town of Farmville. This is actually a transfer of a permit that was previously issued to VDOT. We may see more of these projects in the future where the local sponsor is switching from VDOT to the municipality. In this case, Farmville is asking for authorization to do the same work that VDOT got a permit to do, and that's to replace and widen the Route 45 bridge crossing over the Appomattox River. It will include some excavation and the placement of fill material below high water, only 30 cubic yards, as well as the temporary construction of causeways required to gain access to the bridge. Again, just as if in a VDOT project, we're recommending our standard in-stream construction conditions. Norfolk Yacht and Country Club is requesting authorization to install 7 uncovered boat lifts at their facility on the Lafayette River in keeping with the Commission's decision last month for West Bay Properties. We are recommending the assessment of a royalty in this case for the 3,850 square feet of encroachment that is encompassed by the boat lifts at $1.50, which Tracy comes to a total of what? $5,870. And as I said, this is in keeping with a similar project that you had last month. 2G Maxim Properties requesting authorization to construct a 6-foot wide by 94 foot long community fishing pier with a 14 foot by 24 foot T head. a 5-foot wide by 115-foot long tending pier, 8-foot by 64-foot L head, and a 14-foot wide by 115-foot concrete boat ramp with two 55-foot long vinyl sheet pile jetties. This is in conjunction to serve the residents of the Pebble Beach Estates subdivision along the Mattapani River. We are recommending a time of year restriction, in this case between for in-stream construction of March 15th through June 30th, and that's to minimize the impact to anadromous fish, and a royalty of $956, which is based on the encroachment of the piers over 2,720 square feet at 30 cents per square foot, and the ramp over 280 square foot at 50 cents a square foot. 2H PEPCO is requesting authorization to construct a 230 kV transmission line across West Neck Creek, which is a tributary of the North Landing River. We are recommending a royalty of $1,416, and this is for the encroachment over 472 square feet, linear feet, of state-owned land at $3 per linear foot. 2I, William White, requesting authorization to remove an existing wharf and construct a new 8-foot by 68-foot private wharf with an uncovered boat lift and to backfill approximately 326 linear feet of vinyl replacement bulkhead at his property along Rainy Gut in Virginia Beach. We're recommending a royalty of $652 for that filling of state-owned bottom at $1 per square foot. 2J, Richard Magalis is requesting authorization to construct a 45-foot wide bridge over Crooked Run, which is a tributary of the Shenandoah River near Front Royal. This is to access the proposed Blue Ridge Shadows residential development. The bridge itself will span 30 feet of state-owned bottom and will be 25-foot clearance between high water and the bridge bottom. We're recommending a royalty of $2,700 in this case for that encroachment at a rate of $2 per square foot, given its commercial nature. 2K Keeling Cove, LLC, is requesting authorization to dredge 8,980 cubic yards of material, which will provide maximum depths of minus 4 feet. This is to serve private residential homes along Keeling Cove, which is a tributary to the Lynn Haven in Virginia Beach. In this case, all of the dredge material will be taken to the shoreline, loaded into sealed trucks, and transported to a landfill in Chesapeake. As provided by Cove, we're recommending a royalty of $4,041 for the dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard. 2L, City of Virginia Beach, is requesting authorization to undertake another nourishment of the Sandbridge Beach. In this case, they'll be excavating 2 million cubic yards of beach quality material from an area outside of Virginia's territorial sea that will be pumped and placed on 5 miles of the Sandbridge Beach shoreline. In this case, they're asking that the existing permit, which is an 01 number, be extended for 14 months to allow for this next placement cycle. 2M, BAE Systems Norfolk Ship Repair, is requesting authorization to install one 27-foot by 29-foot mooring dolphin, expand two existing dolphins to 27.5 feet by 6 feet, all at Pier 6, which at their facility located on the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Norfolk. Given the commercial nature, we're recommending a royalty of $1,950 for the encroachment at $2 per square foot. Finally, 2NR, Frederick Banch is requesting authorization to construct a 300-foot-long commercial pier with an 81-foot-long T-head, 6 finger piers, and associated pilings to create a 14-slip commercial marina adjacent to Antipoison Creek off of Windmill Point Road in Lancaster County. They will be removing an existing pilings from an old seafood wharf. During that removal, we're recommending the use of a turbidity curtain to minimize the impacts from sedimentation on adjacent oyster grounds. In this case, it's not an annual royalty. In keeping with the request from our Administrator of Finance, we're recommending a one-time royalty of $12,940 at $1 per square foot in lieu of the annual that's listed here. With that, you know, I'll be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Commissioner?
Wait a minute. There's apparently a 2-0.
2-0.
Right. BA Systems Norfolk Ship Repair is requesting authorization to install 250 linear feet of riprap revetment in front of an existing sheet pile bulkhead near Pier 6, also at their facility on the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this case, we, because it's riprap, we do not recommend a royalty. Our policy is to negate that given the habitat value of the riprap itself. So with that, I think, that makes 15 page one.
Any questions from the commission?
Yes,
Mr. Garrison and Mr. Robbins.
On 2B, what's the purpose of putting a pier out in the water and then taking it out?
Actually, there's apparently a NASCAR wedding that's going to be held at the farm. It's to accommodate the wedding ceremony for one of the NASCAR drivers, and at the end of that, the pier will be removed. So this is strictly for a celebration. This is not a permanent structure.
On 2K, in the third line in the bottom, all dredged material will be offloaded at a nearby upland site into sealed dump trucks.
That's correct.
I don't understand what a sealed dump truck is. I've never seen one.
Well, they're watertight. It's to keep even though it's offloaded with clamshell.
That material will be loaded from a clamshell during the dredging.
Right, and it's not hydraulically pumped where it's mostly water. It's mostly solids, but they are sealed so that in the transport down the Virginia Beach Road, Chesapeake Roads, is not leaving, you know, a water trail and mud. So they're considered to be sealed dump trucks.
Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question on item 2F, the Norfolk Yacht and Country Club. As I recall from your discussion, you indicated that you were recommending a royalty in the amount of about $5,000. These are wet slips that are, like, existing wet slips that are being converted to lifts.
Right.
Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I'll go back to the West Bay properties. We had last month an existing pier structure, and under the commission's former procedures, the royalty would have been assessed for the shadow of the pier. With the commission's new policy that was adopted on December 1st, the commission was assessing a royalty for the bold outline, which would have also included, under a brand new pier, the shadow water slip area where the boat would be. We're not assessing a royalty for any slip area. However, in issuing the permit for the open pile lifts, we're now issuing a specific permit for the structures that are placed in the water that previously would not have been assessed a royalty. And based on that and the new matrix the commission last month, you know, approved for West Bay, the royalty, you know, for that additional encroachment in the slip area. So these are for the individual slips where the structures are going to be placed.
And this is due to the fact that it's a commercial facility?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But may I ask a question on that, too?
Mr. Vox.
Now, there was a shadow of a boat when the boat was in the slip before they put the lift in. Is that correct?
That's correct. Previously.
So now we've got a lift with the boat on the lift with a shadow from the boat on the lift.
Right, but you would not have been permitting previously the boats. The slips. The commission today is permitting additional structures in the slips, and so it's the shadow of the additional area that you're permitting the structure
coming from the lift itself.
Yeah, not the slips where the slip,
but not the shadow from the boat.
No, it's not. It's the slip area. If you were permitting a brand new marina today under your newly adopted, whether there were slips or not, you would be permitting a bold outline, which includes the areas where the boats are moored. In this case, the Yacht Club in West Bay were asking for a new permit for a structure to be placed in what previously was the open area of the slip. So based on that additional permit authorization, we were assessing last month and this month, you know, the royalty for the slip area where the open pile lifts were going, not the empty slips where boats were moored. And it's predicated on the fact that there's a new permit being issued.
But are there new shadows on the water?
Well, there are new boat lifts that are going in there.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm not.
Are they increasing the shadow on the bottom?
Well,
I mean,
you're permitting something, so the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're permitting an additional structure in an area that previously, you know, had not been permitted.
Okay.
Anyone else?
I'm
think.
I'm still a little puzzled, but move on. I think if it's consistent with what we've done before, then that's fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely consistent with what you did last month.
Okay.
And is in keeping with the new schedule that you adopted in December.
Okay. Now let me ask one more question.
Yes, sir.
On the Virginia Beach 21, the sand is coming from outside of Virginia's territorial sea. Where is the sand coming from?
Well, it's between like 3.1 and 3.2 miles offshore.
Oh, it's offshore sand?
Yes. The borrow area that's being used lies outside of Virginia's 3-mile territorial sea.
Okay, it's federal sand that we're bringing in, I guess.
Well, it's within Virginia's 12-mile limit, but it's outside of the 3-mile territorial sea. That's correct.
Okay, all right.
We don't have to issue a permit. I mean, we're not involved in that excavation at all.
Okay.
Anyone else for Bob? All right, thank you. Anyone in the audience on the page 2 items, pro or con, that would like to address the commission? No comments from the public, so the matter is before the commission for action.
Move for approval.
Motion made to approve as presented by staff by Mr. Garrison. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Carried.
All right. Thank you, Bob. All right. Counselor, is there any need for a closed meeting?
Not to my knowledge, Commissioner, but I'd like to make a couple of announcements, if I may.
Yes, indeed.
Last month, Mr. Michael Jewett showed up before you and had something to say during public comment, and I'd just like to let you know that the Attorney General has approved the initiation of enforcement action against the Jewetts, and the complaint has been filed in the court. I believe it has been served because I believe I saw an email from Mrs. Jewett to the Attorney General's office. Secondly, I placed at each of your places a copy of the Virginia Court of Appeals decision, the published decision in the Palmer versus Marine Resources Commission case. This is the second habitat decision that the Virginia Court of Appeals has upheld your decisions by published opinions, and I think they're probably the only two that exist, but that's for your information.
Thank you, Counselor, very much. All right. The next item, item 4, Edwin Morris.